came and started my training in August 2014, and I've been in the counselling room since October 2014. I volunteered last year on Christmas Day, and just because Christmas is a wonderful time for most people, it doesn't magically make children's problems disappear. They still need somebody on the end of the phone on Christmas Day, and I made a commitment to be on the end of the phone for a child. I spend Christmas Day with my children, and then I come in and I do the late shift on Christmas Day, and the calls don't just stop. In fact, they increase because children have got more issues at Christmas. It brings a lot of things to light for them. I think Christmas is a family time, so if you've got children that have got problems within the family, it's compounded and it probably magnifies, and they probably feel left out because they know the friends from school or the peers are going to be having this wonderful, magical time, and they aren't. If you go onto the NSPCC website, there is a link that will take you directly to finding out about volunteering. A lot of the feedback I get from my friends is, oh, I couldn't do that. And I thought that, but you can. Because the backup system, the training is unbelievable. The debrief with the supervisors after every shift is really good. We've got access to counsellors ourselves if anything stays with us. So it makes it an easier role to do, that what you think you couldn't do, you actually can do. It's actually really nice when you come in here on Christmas Day. There's a serenity and a peacefulness about it. Okay, there's a feel-good feeling between the volunteers because they've spent Christmas Day at home with family and loved ones, and then they come in here and they know that they're doing something really good and giving something back.